You've reached the right place. A destination called Seoul. It's the BRNX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music. And we're celebrating Tony Award winning actress and singer, Miss Melba Moore, right here on A Bowl of Soul.
So again, I walked into the room with no expectations, just to stun on everybody. And here I am at A Bowl of Soul with Professor T-Love.
Ain't now, but it's gonna be black enough for me. Ain't now, but it's gonna be black enough to see. To see red when the song is wrong. Fear is gone. To see green on the pea green sea of humanity in the white, white light of the night. And now, what is gonna be? To be black enough to see, black enough for me. To be black enough to see, black enough for me. And now, but it's gonna be
you know, that is when I heard Melba Moore. It was in the soundtrack, and she was in the movie Cotton Comes to Harlem from 1970, which had Raymond St. Jacques, Godfrey Cambridge, Calvin Lockhart, Red Fox, Clavon Little, Judy Pace, and a host of others. But you heard this lady's fabulous voice on the soundtrack, and she had a cameo in the movie where I believe it was filmed at the Apollo Theater, where she was singing with this gospel group. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, we are celebrating the fabulous Miss Melba Moore, who hails from Harlem, New York. And she comes from a family of music artists. Her mother was a singer. you know, and you know, of course, back in those days, you know, she was a she sang probably during the swing era, and also her father, Teddy Hill, was a big band leader, and you know, Melba Moore grew up in Harlem up until the age of 9, and her mother remarried jazz pianist Clement Leroy Mormon, and the family moved to Newark, New Jersey, where she attended Newark Arts High School. But, you know, Melba Moore was, she got her Tony Award for Best Performance by a Feature Actress in a Musical in her portrayal of Lutie Bell in Pearlie. And Pearlie, I believe, was written by Ozzie Davis. And she also got her start in the musical called Hair, along with Ronnie Dyson and Diane Keaton. And she played Dion in the original cast of Hair. We celebrate this very accomplished actress and singer, Miss Melba Moore. And we're going to play for you this song that was produced by the legendary late great Mr. Van McCoy. Talking about This Is It from 1975. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I can't explain what I'm feeling.
produced by the legendary Van McCoy. In fact, this came off the album called This Is It, which was produced entirely by Van McCoy. And this came out in 1976. But this song right here took Melba Moore into the stratosphere. It was originally recorded by Vivian Reed. This is also written by Van McCoy. This is, I believe, Melba Moore's signature song, Lean On Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man D Folks, and y'all are checking out A Bowl of Soul with one of the hottest DJs in the land, Professor T Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Just let me walk this road of life with you. Step by step, uphill or down, no matter where it's leading to, reach on. Should find a hill and a way to steep to climb. Lean on me, and if I let you fall, lean on me, I'll keep you steady.
Yeah.
here she go, singing in the stratosphere, take it home. Woo! Yes, Miss Velma Moore, doing producer, songwriter, veteran soul music songwriter, producer, Mr. Van McCoy's Lean On Me. Coming up next, I thought this song was hot. This was another smoker. One thing about Melba Moore, she didn't ignore how important disco was at this time. This definitely is something that will get you on the dance floor. Dancing on the floor. Talking about standing right here, waiting for your return. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Miss Melba Moore.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
So bad inside that day, with much more than I could bear. You said, baby, don't you worry, I'll be back someday, and I'll be just waiting on your return. Give the time you love me and the way you make me feel. Well, you made me feel so good inside. You showed me what loving is. I remember so well you said, baby, don't you worry.
That's a smoker. You know, it's like it came out yesterday. Now, this song came off a really hot album she had in 1977 called A Portrait of Melba. And this album was produced by Ain't No Stopping Us Now songwriter and producers Gene McFadden, John Whitehead, and Victor Karstoffen. And this album had not only this, Standing Right Here, it also had a couple of other hits that were pretty hot on this album as well. And we celebrate, because this is where she started working more with Philly Soul. And when she got with Gene McFadden and John Whitehead, wow, there were some great things to come. Coming up next, this is a hot single from Melba Moore, another during the disco days, because these are like disco dancing records. I really hate the word disco, but R&B dance records. This other one, very classy, very lush. Definitely got that Philly MFSB tinge on it. Pick Me Up and I'll Dance right here on A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Kanya Dawson. I'm hanging out with Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Get it, Professor.
Just pick me up, I'm dance. Dance to the music, dance. Just pick me up, I'm dance. Ooh, I'll dance to the music, dance.
Everybody's dancing. They're out on the floor. Everybody's prancing. They're hollering for more. So long, there's no need for sighing or staying home. Just moving my body to the beat of a band. There's no need to fear. I'm glad I'm here. So take my hand and pick me up on this. Dance to the music. Just pick me up, I'll dance. Oh, I'll dance to the music, dance. Oh, dance. I'm gonna put it. So pick me up, I'll dance. Dance to the music, dance. Just
from Melba Moore, talking about Pick Me Up, I'll Dance, from off the 1978 album. Melba was recorded at Sigma Sound Studios and also in New York City, produced by Gene McFadden, John Whitehead, and Jerry Cohen. This album definitely was on fire. This song was number 22 on the dance charts. But right here, this remake of this song written by the Bee Gees just put everything on fire. You stepped into my life. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Oh. Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Was a hit for Melba Moore with a Philly soul treatment. And let me tell you, the Bee Gees version is pretty hot, but Melba Moore took this into the atmosphere. This song was, it reached number 17 on Billboard ranking of R&B singles for 1978, and it was a major club hit for Melba Moore. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Thank you.
some classic soul. That's classic. That sounds good. That's still sounding good. There's No Other Like You off of the album Melba from 1978. That's like a B-side, but to me, that's an A-cut. That's, you know how you find those lost soul singles? That's a lost soul single. Lost Slow Jam, but it's beautiful. Love that song. And we celebrate Miss Melba Moore right here doing Philly Soul. Right here on A Bowl of Soul. And we're going to jump to 1982. Melba Moore had this smoker. Very hot. Had the kashif sound. Because, you know, in the 80s, the early 80s, you know, kashif was on fire. And this definitely had a kashif sound on it. From Miss Melba Moore from 1982. Talking about Love's Coming At Ya. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Just
Future, off the album The Other Side of the Rainbow. You know what I'm saying? This album was produced. This is where Melba Moore did a turn in her sound, and she adopted that new synth sound that was coming out from Kashif, Paul Lawrence, Maury Brown, and Ronnie Harris. And let me tell you, this was on Capitol Records. She was on fire on Capitol Records. And this song, Love's Coming At You, very hot song, number 5 on the Hot Black Singles U.S. Billboard charts, number 2 on the Hot Billboard Dance Club, number 15 on the U.K. charts. Coming up next, here's another hit off of that album, Gotta Make My Mind Up Tonight. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Don't put me down if you love me, here I am.
make your mind up tonight, baby. That song was on fire. Woo! Loved it. Loved it. Mind Up Tonight was number. Woo-wee. That song was very hot off of the same album produced by Kashif. You know, Melba Moore did duets with Phil Perry. She's done duets with Freddie Jackson and Kashif. I'm going to play you this duet with Kashif talking about Love the One I'm With. Got to play you these smokers, baby, right here on A Bowl of Soul.
A lot of love, a lot of love.
On the R&B charts in 1986, produced by Kashif. I'm going to leave you with some new music from Miss Melba Moore, who has a career that spans over 50 years. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, new music from Melba Moore called So In Love. Driving music, celebrating Miss Melba Moore with her new single, So In Love, and she teamed up with longtime friend and collaborator Ronnie Song, as well as songwriter Chantel Hampton, who has written for Charlie Wilson and Layla Hathaway. Make sure you support this single, So In Love. Make sure you go to Miss Melba Moore's website, MelbaMoore.com, and Melba Moore has a 5-octave singing range. Support Miss Melba Moore, who has contributed so much in the genres of R&B, pop, you name it, gospel. You know, her discography, you have to check out her discography. I couldn't play her entire discography right here on the Bowl of Soul, but this lady is to be celebrated. And we celebrate on the Bowl of Soul, Miss Melba Moore. Make sure you tune in to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music radio network on Live 365, where we have a fabulous lineup of music from jazz, gospel, you name it, relationship talk, right? House music, smooth jazz, you name it, right here on the Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music radio network on Live 365. Make sure you download the podcast. Leave your comments, abowlofsoul.com. Let me know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Love to hear from you. Make sure you like my Facebook group, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Definitely check that out, where I will be putting updates and answering any questions you may have. Make sure you can hit me up on that page. Follow me on Instagram at PROFTLove on Instagram. And you can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And if you want to hit me up, you can hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And what I'm going to be doing is going to be setting up something where you guys can tell me what artists that you'd like me to do a spotlight on. I am going to be doing next week, Stephanie Mills. We can't leave my girl out. In fact, they had a versus with Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills. And let me tell you, it was on fire, y'all. That is classic right there. Those two queens coming together, not to compete, but to spread love and educate the young ones about R&B, true R&B, right? Definitely, A Bowl of Soul is a supporter of independent R&B artists, and we definitely want to make sure that people know that R&B is still alive and well. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, and we look forward to bringing you Miss Stephanie Mills next week. And definitely, you are listening to A Bowl of Soul. I love y'all. Make sure you tune in, download the podcast, leave your comments, and tune in to the A Bowl of Soul radio network on Live 365. Have a great weekend. In fact, have a great Thanksgiving that's coming up very soon. So, you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.